I do not believe in life after death in any sense that is often thought about, like either transmigration or going off to heaven or hell, or that death is simply the end. I think that's a failure in all those options to look at what we can actually see and what is fact. When we do that, we see something else. This, I see, is certain. If I die tomorrow in another heart attack, I'm as certain as I can be. I won't be coming back. For I see no soul or essence this body can survive, and death's banal, a cliche, no escape we can contrive. So, if I'm sure I have no soul, no basic or unchanging me, no disembodied consciousness which can go on quite body-free, and if I'm sure there is no God, no heavenly realm, no toasting hell, no second chance, no other life beyond this one I know so well, then what is left? Just nothing? No, for this I see is certain. If I die tomorrow, I will live on in those who've known me, loved, hated, worked, and struggled with me. Also those of chance acquaintance, colleagues, clients, fellow passengers on the tube, all have absorbed some trace, some resonance of me, as I of them. And though this be but partial, for none know all of me, yet still it is a knowing, one that cannot be denied, or quite wiped out, expunged, forgotten. Instead, we flicker and play on within each mind we meet, caught in each other, kaleidoscopically, refracted through myriad mental mirrors, replayed in countless variations, performed on many different instruments. So through each other's lives we live, and so are born again. So who then am I? I am the sum of everyone who I have known, of all and everything that's influenced me. I am the universe become self-conscious. I include my parents, wife and children, family, loves, pupils, the people, places, music, images I've made, words written and spoken. All have marked me and make me who I am. They live on in me, as now, and new, and mine, as I live on in them. I am my actions and my choices. These resonate through time and space, changing patterns, adding to the happiness, or otherwise, of others. Even quirks of mind and gesture, my nuanced meanings, style of thinking, ways of doing, thoughts, words, music, tone, each becomes my own only as passed on to change and affect others. So who are we? We are made up of patterns caught from all we have known, from all we have experienced. Actions, reactions, loves and hates, they live on in us, leaving imprints, soft or strong. We are made up of all the countless lives of others who have gone before, whose struggles place us where we are. We are made up of an enfolding nature, a rich and fragile sphere of life, death, rebirth, change, as much a part of us as is the air we breathe, and we depend upon it. If then I die tomorrow, as certain as my body is recycled, no atom lost or wasted, so is it with my mind and those I love, refracted and repackaged. Each life is endlessly redistributed, reborn a myriad times. Of course, the memory of me as individual becomes diffuse and fades in all these many lives. Yet all that makes up me has immortality.